Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Here's Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man. Emmy award-winning broadcaster and contributor to editor and contributing editor at checkbook.org. Well, there certainly is a shadow hanging over us now, or a cloud, or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, got to do what we got to do, right, Herb? I
mean, yeah, it's sad when we lose the greats. These baseball greats are so much a part of our lives. So yeah. It's a very sad story. But, Mr. Landecker, we will move forward.
Yes, we will. Okay. Where did I put it? You know, did I ever tell you that I am...
Try the other pocket.
That I am the most, possibly the most unorganized person on the planet.
But well, having joined you for the last, I don't know, 3 years or whatever, for whatever it is, time, I would second that emotion.
Well,
Smokey.
You know, some people say that that's a sign of genius, but I wouldn't. No.
We're going to talk EVs.
I know. That's why I'm trying to find this. Oh, here we go, right in front of me. That'd be my wife. John, it's right in front of you. Oh, thanks. How could this possibly be? A man racks up 250,000 EV miles driving neighbors in need, and the battery still has a capacity of 92%.
Okay, I'll buy that. That's not my story, but yes, EV batteries.
No, it's a news story. It's not a battery story or anything like that at all. It's one of these, can you believe this?
Yeah, EV batteries have proven to be unbelievably more reliable and have more capacity than people ever estimated. Amazing job.
But weren't we, maybe I'm totally confused here, and that's not unusual, but over the past couple of years, haven't we talked about one of the things about electric vehicle was their range? Like how many miles they could go? Like 300 miles, 250 miles?
This per saying, charge.
Yeah. Okay. So is that way? They're not saying on one charge.
Right. I sure hope not, because if they did, well, I think we'd be on another planet, Krypton.
Hold on a second. It says the battery still has a capacity. I should read between the lines.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
If I were your wife, I'd say, hey, John, you want to hear what Herb wrote this week for Checkbook?
Yes. What a good idea, honey.
Well, we're talking about EVs because people who want to buy an EV and get a tax credit from the federal government only have until September 30th to get moving. That big bill that the president signed on July 4th included in it the removal of the up to $7,500 federal tax credit for buying or leasing a new qualified EV, or up to $4,000 for buying a used one. So if you're interested in doing something, you need to do it now, because they're all going to go away at the end of September. So that was the what we want to let people know, because a lot of people do want to buy electric vehicles and cut their emissions and a lot of other things.
Is there a particular make of EV vehicle?
There are
more popular
about,
than.
There are about 20 that qualify for the tax break right now, and there's a bunch of conditions. Both your income and the vehicle has to have certain things, like it has to be made in North America, the battery has to be of certain components, et cetera, et cetera. And if you go to my article on checkbook.org, it'll explain everything to you. But the way to get around that, and the trick is, in most cases, if you lease the vehicle, it doesn't matter which vehicle it is, because the dealer is able to get the credit for all these vehicles. It's a business tax credit. Mm-hmm. Then they pass it along to you. So if you're thinking about it, but the vehicle in question that you're looking at or you really like does not qualify for the credit, you may be able to lease it. In some cases, people like having a shorter commitment. We normally at Checkbook don't like leases because they're not good for the consumer. But with new technology like this, some people would feel more comfortable only having a 2 or 3 year commitment. You can get that tax credit of up to $7,500. And the manufacturers are offering unbelievable incentives to move these vehicles that they have on the lot. I mean, they've got inventory. The dealers have inventory. The manufacturers have inventory. And they want to move these vehicles. I mean, the average incentive in June was like $88,000 on a vehicle. I mean, that's like unbelievable. Plus the $7,500 tax credit. That's pretty good money for buying a specific kind of vehicle. So if you're in the mood for this thing, you really do need to think about it. Don't buy something if you're not, you know, if you haven't shopped around, if you don't want an EV, if you're not sure, you know, this is not where you jump off the fence. There's going to be plenty more incentives down the road because, you know, despite the fact that the current administration does not believe in clean vehicles, auto manufacturers, it's a global product. They have invested billions and billions of dollars into building these batteries and these platforms, and they're not going to back down from making. It may slow it down for a couple of years. Some models may drop off, but they're going to continue making these things. They need them for the U.S. They need them for the global marketplace. So the EVs aren't going to go away, and they're going to need to bring the price closer to gasoline-powered vehicles, which is the whole point of the why Biden put the credit in effect, because to bridge that gap while we get the technology more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. But they're going to have to do that, and they're going to have to add incentives. A lot of them, by the way, John, also have 0% financing for people with excellent credit. So you may be able to get a tax incentive. You may be able to get these gigantic rebates. You may be able to get 0% financing. If you're on the fence but are thinking seriously about doing it, this may be the time to take the jump. And again, we run through all the qualifications on that article on checkbook.org.
Well, I think the current administration would like to see automobiles run on coal, actually.
yes.
which would be a very interesting development. Well, what about the...
I rode a coal train once in Europe, John, a couple of years ago. And let me tell you, it is absolutely disgusting what comes out of the smokestack.
Oh, no. It is really bad.
Oh, man.
What about the tariffs and the automobiles that was the talk of the town not that long ago?
Yes, I spoke to an expert from Edmunds.com, and he actually said he's a little bit more worried right now about the tariffs and how that can drive the price up. I mean, there's all this stuff is still in flux negotiations. You know, there was one talk at one point that depending on where the car's made, as much as a 25% increase, that's a lot worse than not getting a $7,500 tax rebate. So, yes, the industry is very concerned about what they're going to do in regards to the tariffs. That's going to be the big shaker right now above and beyond this kind of thing.
More with Herb, even if he's not prepared, when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN with John Landecker and Herb Weissbaum from consumermedia.org.com/media/expert/good guy.
Thank you, John. .org, by the way. .org. We're a .org.
.org.
We're,
.org.
We're a nonprofit.
.org.
Yeah. .org.
Right. I got a thing from 847. Actually, he says, or she says, person says, EV cars do run on coal. Most of our electric power plants run on coal. True? If so.
A lot of them do. Where you live, where I live, they're hydropower and et cetera. But yes. And again, the whole point was we were going to shift over clean burning. Yeah.
Whoever that is, I tip my sooty hat to you.
Right.
Okay. Here we're back. Did you have anything you wanted to add about electric vehicles?
No, we're going to play a game show with you.
My favorite.
So our latest Consumerpedia episode at consumerpedia.org deals with life hacks. I asked the editors and the staff at Checkbook, I said, you know, you guys have so many tips. Give me some tips, and I want to share with people. So, John, you can pick travel, save money, or savvy shopper. Which category would you like to start with?
Okay, let's go travel.
Okay, travel. So here are a couple of the travel tips that the editor shared with me. First of all, one of our experts in travel loves the Costco car rental program, which I happen to use all the time. They get really, really good prices for the rental cars, and you do not have to pay in advance to get the good rate. A lot of times a car rental say it'll give you a better price if you pay in advance. You don't have to do that with the Costco. You actually pay at the time you go to rent the vehicle. So I like that. It's really good. And he liked it. So I thought that was a really good tip. You have to be a Costco member. You don't have to.
Yes.
You can price shop without being a member.
All right.
You can see if it's worth your time and effort. But again, if you decide to do it, you'd have to be a Costco member. So that's one travel tip.
Okay.
What am I
supposed to do with these?
Write them down and give them to your wife.
No, what's the game?
Oh, this is the game. You get to pick the category.
Oh, that's it?
I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
It's not exactly Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry.
My bad.
One more I want to share. This is for me. So a lot of people, they're always told you don't have to buy the rental car insurance at the counter or whatever because your credit card probably covers that.
Right.
What a lot of people don't realize is that that is secondary insurance coverage, which means that if you were to have a collision, you would have to put the claim in with your insurance company before you gave it to the credit card company to fill in the gap to do the rest of what was not paid by your insurance company. I don't want to file a claim with my insurance company for a rental car that's going to drive my premiums up for a couple of years. So rather than pay the incredibly ridiculously high-priced insurance that they charge by the rental car companies, which in some cases can be like $30 a day, I use a program. Well, a few credit cards, high-end credit cards, do offer coverage that's primary. So that's a really nice thing if you have one of those cards. These include the Chase Sapphire Preferred, the Chase Sapphire Reserved. That is an annual fee of $7.95, as well as United Explorer cards. So they have primary coverage. But I have an American Express card, and the American Express card, if you sign up for the program, you have to sign up for it. They have insurance coverage that you can get through the program. It's $19.95 or $24.95 per rental, John. It's not per day. It's per rental, and the rental can be up to a consecutive 42 days. So it could be a long-term rental. $19.95 or $24.95, depending on the coverage you want, and that covers you. And you have to use the card to make the rental. Right. And once you have that on your card, that anytime you use the card, that'll be part of your rental program. I had an accident when we were in Hawaii, and somebody sideswiped my car in the parking lot, didn't notice it when we got in the car to take it back, and the guy goes, excuse me, what is that? Oh, boy, who's your insurance company? American Express. Thank you. It was like an $800 damage. American Express took care of it. All the paperwork. Thank you, Mr. Weisbaum. Thank you for being a customer.
It worked wonderfully. Sometimes things are. That's why you never leave home without it, I guess.
That's exactly right. Yes. All right. One more choice. You want save money or savvy shopper?
Let's save money.
Okay. Do you know, I don't know if you do use these or not, but a lot of your listeners probably do. There are apps that let you shop, cashback portals, let you get money for shopping. Okay. Like Rakuten and Ibotta and Retail Me Not. Well, here's the thing. I always used it when I shopped online through my computer. I have it set up on my computer. Well, these folks reminded me, and my brother did also because he uses it. You can use it in the store if you download the app on your phone. So you don't have to use it just when you're online shopping. You can use it in the brick and mortar world to get the, and they do restaurants. So, and it will actually suggest to you when you're in it knows your location. It will suggest to you, hey, here's a place where you can get some cash back. So if you're using one of these website portals to save money when you're shopping, such as Rakuten, it's the one I really like. You download the app and get the deals when you're in the brick and mortar in the real world, you can get money back as well.
I have a question here from Deanna at 630. Does Costco ding you with damage claims to the minute detail that other car rentals do?
Nothing to do with Costco. That would be up to the car rental company. The car rental companies want to do it. But let me tell you, there have been some problems with that. When I rent a car, the first thing I do before I get in that vehicle is I go around it and I take snapshots or video of everything that is there before I walk out the door, because they could claim after the fact, and people have complained about it. You return the car, it's out of your control, and all of a sudden, Mr. Weisbaum, you had this. Wasn't like that when I returned it to you 20 minutes ago. Well, here's what we have. So you've got the visual proof to fight that if something happens. So
good
question. It's not up to Costco. It's up to the rental car company. But yes, there have been problems with that.
Where were we?
You want one more savvy shopper tip?
Yeah, we got one more savvy shopper tip. Yep.
And again, this is for me. Check the receipt. You really need to check the receipt before you pay it. I have been in restaurants, and I'm sure it was an honest mistake, where there were four people eating and I was charged for five entrees. I have gotten more than my fair share of other tables' checks when they come to me by mistake, and they were big drinkers and we were not. If people have auto billing for their credit card bills and that kind of thing, really lovely way to make sure you don't get a late charge. But you're not looking at, unless you're looking at the bill, what you're being charged for, there could be erroneous charges, fraudulent charges. Con artists like to sneak in little charges, assuming people won't look, $7.89, $8.95. You do that every month, and after a while, you're making some serious money if you have a couple of thousand people or a couple of million people on that. So even if you're going to use auto pay, check the bill and know what you're paying. I've had things where I got 2 for 1 or 1.5 off. They didn't give me it at the cash register. I had to go back and do that kind of thing. So that's a really important way to make sure you're not paying more than you're obligated to pay for.
Very good. Anything else you want to throw in?
Sure, we got time for one more.
Yeah, betcha.
Okay. How about checking the price of something significant after you buy it? One of our editors, associate editors, Jamie Lettuce, she is like Madam Super Shopper, and she buys something significant, and she will go back on the website or check the ads for like 5-6 weeks afterwards and see if there's been some kind of price drop. And in many cases, she finds out that it has. She bought some big thing, a vanity or whatever, for her bathroom and found out that it dropped in price from wherever she got, Home Depot, Lowe's, wherever it was.
Right.
And she just went back and said, excuse me, I bought this a couple of weeks ago and the price dropped. And she says in most cases, the stores will give her the difference back. She says sometimes she's found now you can actually just do it on the chat or talk to customer service. They can look up your receipt. They can see what's going on. You don't even have to go back to the store. But I think that's a smart tip because it is. Prices change a lot. And, you know, if you're going, she also had another great tip, which is on Black Friday, a lot of times there are a lot of sales on gift cards for restaurants, the restaurant cards. So she buys up a whole bunch of them. I do this out here where I live. You buy $100 in gift cards and you get a free $20 gift card to use for yourself sometime within the first 3 months of the year. Well, if you're going to eat at that restaurant all the time anyway, that's 20% cash back. I mean, that's pretty good. So keep an eye on those kind of things. Black Friday is not that far away. If you see those deals and you go to these restaurants, buy the restaurant cards and save yourself some money when you go to the restaurant.
What a statement. Black Friday is not that far away.
It isn't.
My gosh.
I know.
So, Herb, how do people obtain all your products?
Well, you can go to our website, checkbook.org. The podcast is consumerpedia.org, and you can find me at consumerman.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. If you say I'm a Landecker listener, when you send me an email, and I will answer your question, I promise right away I answer every single person who writes me for your show, John. And I hear from a lot of them, which is lovely.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks, Herb. Talk to you again soon.
Be well, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Herb Weisbach, the Consumer Man, contributing editor at checkbook.org.